Jesus said, I assure you, I tell you, unless a man is born of water and then of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born from the flesh is flesh. That's how you teach. You're just teaching from what you know, and you might be really good at it, but it's just what you know. But what is born of the Spirit is Spirit. If you want to teach, teach from the Spirit, the intuitive mind, the way up here, the rock higher than myself, that place. In the presence of God, where I can gaze upon His beauty all the days of my life and ask Him questions, for surely He will answer me. What's the best way to teach this for grade class? God. In this public school, the trauma is so great that it's producing trauma in me. How can I teach like you, one who teaches as if God is with you? And Jesus says, walk into the kingdom and teach that way. That's what He's saying. We don't know how to do that. Do you want to see police departments transformed? Change them from law enforcers to servers and protectors. They don't know how to serve and protect in their own heart. What are they going to do out there where they're afraid? They're going to police from woundedness to people that are wounded. And what happens when two people wound? When two people bang each other? They hurt each other and they fight. Same in a marriage. Same in a family. Same on a street. Same between institutions. Wounded. 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 Banging into each other. Whose fault is it? Yours. It's your fault. What changes that? You being transformed and born again from above. That's what changes that. Do you want to teach like me, Nicodemus? You got to be born again from above. You have to have your mind transformed about everything you know about teaching the scriptures. I was with a pastor recently. We were praying together and he said, God, deliver me from my wrong view of the scriptures. The Lord said to him, you're getting your value and your identity from your congregation, and it's killing all of you. Do you hear that? You're getting your value and identity not from above, from them. My question is, where are you getting your identity from right now? Listen, if you were getting your identity from above, like Jesus is demonstrating, listen carefully, you personally would never be in anything but a win-win situation. How many of you believe that you can live life in only win-win situations? If you don't believe that, Jesus isn't your model. Your model is Satan. You know, you could really lose this whole thing. And as soon as you believe that, self-protect and self-promote. You have to. And then where's your identity coming from? What you have, what you do, and what people think about you. And you are done. You are finished. You can prop it up. You can surround yourself with a lot of people around you. You can have a bestseller. You can have lots of Instagram posts. Satan doesn't care. You can have all that nonsense. You're not impacting anything really. Except trying to tell yourself, I'm okay. Confession is telling the truth. It's not saying you're sorry. Confession is telling the truth all the time. Repentance is God telling you the truth and you reorienting to what's really true. The most beautiful process, confession, repentance. God, I hate what I'm doing. He's like, finally, a truth teller. I hate myself. Thank you. I hate the situation that I'm in. Good. I hate that the people don't like me. Yes. He can work with that. He can't work with this. All things work together. He's like, stop saying that verse to me, please. I'm begging you. Please, I'm begging you. Stop saying that to me. Take that coffee cup, smash it, please. Rip the poster down. Stop it. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You're never going to be free until you tell the truth. And if we won't tell the truth right here, what in the world are we doing out here? What in the world are we doing out here?